Bing bong.
All right. Despite the compliments, I do it.
Oh, Chalmers testers, you are welcome. I hope you're ready for unhealthy meals.
Four.
Oh, yeah. I lose my ingredients. But when I eat fast food and erase my car, good evil, Seymour.
He describes his drunkenness. The owner is looking for it. Heal. Peer teenagers. Grow. There will be problems in the local town today.
Seymour.
Boss, I was right. Good. My children are spraying. Internal activity. You want to join my ritual?
What smoke from your story, Seymour?
Oh, any day now. The spirit was present. The next fuel light. Blocks and blows. Wars.
running.
Honorable, I hope you're ready to talk.
I think we hit the arrows.
Oh, yeah. I told you that the hammer was a guarantee. I call by points.
Call a hamburger and hire her.
Yes, local language.
What is this place?
North York.
Aggregate. I was Utica, and I have never heard anyone using the word liberate. Ham.
Oh, not Utica. No show in Albany.
I get it. You know, hamburgers are like the things in the Krusty Burger.
Oh, the skin of human friends. Old family meal.
Hams.
Four.
Four. Then, even if it's clear, we call you a pothole.
You know, I will go a second time. Race.
It's okay.
Ah, this is a good time. I pooped.
Yes, let me go. Oh, Lord, what do we do?
Power to illuminate?
Northern Lights, this is the time, in this part of the country, at this time of year. There is a garage?
Yes.
I can see.
Do not.
Or the firehouse!
There is no mother, there are lights in the north.
Seymour, you are a good friend, but we are talking. He cooks a good coconut.
Oh, help! I will help!
I once again feel the need to point out that the name of the text file where Shannon translated this is acidtrip.txt.
Yeah, it
and that's accurate.
It surely was. Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and you know what time that is.
It's not.
It's not. It's Friday. It's Friday, and that means it's horse time here on Podzilla.
Horse time
on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, we've got to my left, and if you're listening to this on Podzilla1985.com, you have no idea, Double H.
Hams.
And then down below is the fire of the house, Kaz.
Oh, hell. Oh, hell.
I can't help but notice Michaela said press F for Lindsay. Yeah, she couldn't be here for this one, unfortunately. Hunter died. He's gone. It's just me and Kaz now.
That shit took all of 20 seconds.
I'm back.
Hunter was broken.
I couldn't handle it.
So
power to illuminate.
In case you're wondering, the opening skit was the steamed hams bit from The Simpsons. Again, this time drugged through Google Translate 10 times. So there you go.
Why? Because we can. That's why. There's no reasoning behind it.
We also, I don't know about you. I came prepared with absolutely nothing.
No, I got nothing there. I did briefly, because I have not gotten to listen through all of yesterday's show, but I remember you guys were talking.
That's
about
fine. Don't listen to it.
You keep saying this. I can't figure out why.
Oh, I'll tell you why. If you want to know why.
That's been the past 24 hours. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, considering only like 12 people messaged me and like, hey, what's wrong? You okay? So what I was pissed off about, there was a couple things I was pissed off about, but mostly what I got pissed off about was this sudden realization I had as I told this, what I thought was a fairly harmless joke about my ex-girlfriend Allie, and I dragged it out to the point that Lindsay literally basically told me to shut up, and not in a fun way, and everybody just seemed irritated with me, that I truly came to this realization that I really do need to shut the fuck up about it. It's been almost a year, and I still make those jokes, and I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I do it. I absolutely don't know why. Maybe I feel like if I make those jokes, then some little part of it still counts. It still matters. I don't know. But I'm making it an effort from this point going forward to not reference that relationship anymore on the show. It's not because, you know, like I want to erase the past or anything. No, I absolutely don't want to do that. It's just I feel like it's unfair to her for me to constantly make these jokes when she's not around to respond to them or to, you know, give her blessing on anything. To me, I had this assumption that, hey, these are harmless. I'm just joking about it. We were together 4.5 years. I'm sure she'd be cool with it, but I don't know if she's cool with it. And it kind of makes me look like an idiot and kind of makes me look like an asshole. And I don't want to do that anymore. So I got so disappointed with myself last night. I was so pissed off at myself that I continue to drag this around and I don't know why I do it. So I was mad at myself. I was mad at myself because it's like, I look in the mirror at myself and I just think like, dude, fucking let it go. Like, it's not funny. You know, like I don't understand why I do some of the things that I do.
Let me ask you a question.
Yo,
are you pro horse?
Motherfucker, you tell me. I just opened up Vegas Pro by accident. Need to shut that down.
as long as you're a pro horse.
That's riding Kaz's mic, by the way.
I'm absolutely pro horse. Oh, no. Absolutely.
Technically, that's a tiny horse.
That's a tiny horse.
Oh, shit, that is tiny horse.
He's tiny horse. Tiny horse likes Jim Beam. He's a good horse. It's appropriate, too,
because anytime we play Call of Duty, Kaz is the one going, go on, get.
Go on, get it.
Are you doing this as a bit or just as a way to get me away from what I was saying?
It's both.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Point it.
Yes. But you do not belong here.
I do want to say this. In all seriousness, I do want to say this. I really mean this. As a final thing I just want to say about it is that I really don't know. It's fine. It's a stupid joke. It's a series of stupid jokes that I made. Not because it's a cry for help or anything like that, or because I'm obsessed over it. I make stupid jokes. It's the way that I deal with my pain. If you've ever been around me for more than 5 minutes, you know that some of my favorite things to joke about are Allie, my dead parents, pretty much anything that has hurt me in any way, I will openly joke about because it helps ease the pain of these terrible things that I went through, some of which I had no control over, some of which was absolutely my fault.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. The horse is dancing on Kaz's hat, and I can't take the contract.
I feel like Kaz is taking my moment away from me, you know?
Continue with the...
I honestly don't know where I was going with it at this point, other than the fact that, like, it's okay to joke about these things to try to take away the power, but at some point, the joke stops being funny, if it was ever funny. And last night, I think I hit the point where it stopped being funny to me and it stopped helping. It stopped being a coping mechanism. It just sucked. And I sucked. And I was extremely disappointed with myself. So what I did was I disconnected from everything. I was super pissed at myself. And I was irritated that everybody else was irritated with me. I felt like I let everybody down. So I disconnected from social media for the day. I went and watched a film called Ghosts of War on Netflix, which was a half-decent little horror film about World War II. I recommend it. It was pretty good. And today I bought the red and blue Mario Brothers Nintendo Switch edition. And that's my new...
Hey, hey.
Now, Hunter, before you give me that face, I sold.
I'm sorry. Hang on. I was actually just impersonating Jesse's face yesterday when you were doing the thing that you just described. Because as you were talking about the way that they. That'd be fair. I did also make that face when you said that, but I distinctly remember Tanner was very upset. Lindsay was very upset. Jesse just kind of went.
Yeah.
And you can slowly see the.
That's because it's awkward, man. It's fucking awkward. It's like she and I have not spoken since April. And it's fine. Like, we both went on with our lives. She's an amazing person, and I'm sure she's doing amazing things. I'm a good guy that does fun show, which is equally as good. But it also, it puts everybody else on the spot. It's awkward. It's just kind of pathetic, and I just don't want to do that anymore. So going forward, you won't hear me referencing that relationship again, not because I want to erase it. I absolutely don't, but just because it's not funny anymore. And, you know, I would apologize for it if I knew they could hear it, but I will apologize anyway. So with that said, let's now, move
this switch. Did you get rid of your other one?
Yes.
Or you just,
no, yes. Okay. Yes, I did. I ended up.
Well, you just had a base model, right? You just had like a regular.
Yeah, but it was the redone version. It was the one with the better battery life. It was the superior version, and this one does too. It's actually it's pretty sweet. I got 200 though for my Switch, so this only ended up costing me about 100, which again only costs about 100 when you're broke as fuck. But you know, if you put it on a credit card, it's like it's free money. So. There's no harm.
That's how that works. Yeah, they're not gonna come. What are they gonna come looking for it? Like,
yeah.
How are they gonna pull that off?
What are you gonna do? Is Mr. Best Buy gonna come looking for me? I didn't know Mr. Best Buy. Kaz, there's a question for you in the chat. Does it ever snow in California? And if so, does it stick?
No. Well, at least not where we are. California's long state, so you go up north, closer to Oregon. It definitely will, or up in the mountains it will, but I'm in the Bay Area, Oakland, and it does not snow and does not stick, and there's thunderstorms are actually, like, I've been out here for almost a decade now, and I've experienced maybe 2 thunderstorms in that entire time.
So what do you get mostly out there? Just rain?
Sky.
Sky?
Yeah,
like, weatherman says we got a 100% chance of sky today.
Yeah, if you look up, your high likelihood of seeing blue, and that's it. But I will say this: sometimes when it does rain, every couple of years, apparently, when it's not fucking burning everywhere around us, it doesn't have to be clouds in the sky. It just appears like sorcery.
It just happens.
All right, good call.
Yeah, we don't rake enough.
Other comments in the group chat. Hey, if nobody's told you today, you're doing great. I'm assuming that's for Hunter. Melissa.
No,
Melissa said, love World War II films, horror and not. I also like World War II films. There's a really good one that we saw a couple years ago that if you guys haven't watched, I really liked, called Overlord. Hunter, did you watch Overlord?
No, I remember this. I think we gave some... I remember what year that was. I feel like that was one of the last few things I gave passes away to when I was still on the radio. But I never got around to seeing it.
Overlord what?
It's just called Overlord.
It's just
World War II horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you.
It's okay. Very like, it's very Doom style, right? Because it's like the Nazi experimentation with the mystical, and then they open up some portals and things go really poorly. Am I right about that?
No, that is absolutely nothing about it. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to check out of here. I'll see you guys later.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go get a tissue. I'll be right back.
It's basically Call of Duty zombies. It's World War II zombies. They go to they're trying to stop Hitler, I guess. I don't know. And they find zombie experiments. So, but it's really good. The opening scene is probably one of the most tension-filled opening scenes I've ever seen in my life. They're on a plane heading to, you know, the place where they're supposed to go, and all the Nazi, you know, guns and what do you call battery? You know what I mean? Like the guns you sit in and you shoot. You know, I forget the actual name.
Yeah, like turrets.
Yeah, turret type stuff. Yeah, and it's tearing through the plane as they're sitting in it, and you just see the bullets coming up through the bottom, and they're all like going against the wall trying to avoid it. It's really, really fucked up. Like, it's
what you
super
don't,
tense.
What you don't hear is in the distance, there's somebody going, "Get him, Sentry."
That's me.
Get him, Sentry.
Get him, Sentry gun. So if you do talk about it again, can I slap you on the hand?
Get him, Sentry gun.
You absolutely can slap me on the hand, but I'm not gonna do it. And at the very least, I'm not gonna joke about it anymore, because like I said, it's not funny. I will absolutely
the digital elbow to the face.
I will absolutely remain positive about it, and it was a great 4.5 years and you know, great people and all that, but I'm not gonna joke about it anymore. So, but if I do joke about it, you can absolutely, don't just slap me on the hand, like kick me in the testicles. Just straight up, you know, testicles.
Man gets hit with footballs.
Melissa saw Overlord in theaters. It was I was watching Epic Match of Call of Duty Zombies. It was great. Yes, it absolutely was. I really liked it. I really like those, like when they take historical stuff and put a horror slant on it, even if it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't know if you ever watched Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I really liked Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
But did you read the book? Because the book was so much better, as they usually are.
No, I haven't read the
books. Are always better.
I haven't read the book. I heard it was really good. I assume the same is true for Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, because I like that movie too.
Don't know about that. My understanding was that the book of that was not great. But then again, I also heard that the movie wasn't all that great. I didn't see or read either of them, so I can't confirm.
It was okay. It wasn't my favorite, but like I said, it was good. I think my favorite historical horror thing, and Melissa, I feel like you would really enjoy this if you haven't already watched it. It's on Netflix.
Oh,
it's,
I know where this is going.
I've talked about it before. It's called Kingdom. And it is
not what I was thinking.
Oh, we'll get to, I'm curious what you were thinking, but yeah, it's Kingdom.
I don't think I'm right on this. I was thinking of Bone Tomahawk, but it's not really like revision history, is it? It's just horrific Western.
Yeah. It's just a tale set in the Old West. Yeah. But yeah, Melissa, you especially would like Kingdom. Zombies and history, it's good. I don't know. I like when they take horror and add it to something where it doesn't normally belong, you know?
You were just talking about this on plays. This is why we're going to play Deadlands at some point. Yes.
One of my favorite Star Wars books that I wish they would turn into a film or some adaptation was, have you ever read Death Troopers?
I know which one. I have not read it, but I was going to say, I know which one you're talking about. The zombified stormtroopers and everything. Yeah
that was really cool. And so when we were doing PZ85 plays and you were, you know, we were in that Jedi Academy. And we ran into the zombies. It very much just reminded me of that. And I always thought, you know, Star Wars is such a, I mean, there's so much for Star Wars that goes into Star Wars that they have never really explored the horror side of it as much as I'd like for them to. So
yeah,
that would be cool. Yeah.
There was, I don't remember if I told you guys, I'm gonna borrow Cody's phrase, to peel back the curtain. There was a, so what we're running, the campaign we're running, the Dawn of Defiance campaign, is a preset module. It was a free module they put out for this, and it's this long epic campaign. I have never once run it word for word, and most people don't. I mean, if you're going to DM a game like that, you usually don't do every single thing that it says. You give the skeleton to your players and you let them kind of figure out where it goes. So I have changed a lot of stuff, and it's different from the last time I ran it too. You guys are doing different things than my previous players did. But one thing that I did, and I have consistently now, since I did it the first time, I have cut out of that campaign, and mainly out of that section in the Almas Academy. If you ever look up Dawn of Defiance and you read all this, you're going to read about something called the Salak, T-S-A-L-A-A-K, and there's an apostrophe in there somewhere. Part of that academy is supposed to have this thing. It's this black oozing stuff that is this, it's a beast. It's a sentient thing, and it can cause you to hallucinate your party members as enemies. And so everyone ends up in a fight with one of their party members who appears to them as their greatest enemy. And it sounds very cool. Like, if that was a movie, it would be very cool. And it's very horror-like, and there's lots of other stuff going on there. There's some crazed believers of that religion that are running through the academy. It does not work mechanically, because it forces you to know. The first time that you hit your teammate, and I tell you, hey, Iris takes 7 points of damage, you as a player instantly know what's going on there. You know, oh, this image, this illusion has caused that to be the case. to me, that's too much of me forcing you to go, okay, you have to not think like yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to think as your character. Oh, I don't really know what's going on. And I hate that.
You went Seymour Skinner on that one for a second. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you have to. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I did that. But the first time I ran this, I included it. I didn't care for it. And so this time I skipped it completely. Part of it was too for the brevity of just the area itself. It would have been in the you guys remember when you got to the second level mm-hmm. of the academy and there was that underground park where all the foliage had kind of rotted and there was that stream running through. It's in there. It's like a boss battle that takes place in there. But you guys got wrecked by the things that it summons prior to that. That went
yeah, we had more problems with that than any other fight in that dungeon, as I would call it. Like that, and that sucked.
That's
man.
Why when that happened, I remember when I was prepping for the next week, I was actually talking to Sarah about it. I'm like, hey, you went through this campaign because she played my Jedi in the first campaign. She was a Mira Luka Jedi, whose name was. Is she listening to me? Vesper. Yes, her name was Vesper. And I asked her, I'm like, I'm getting ready to run this section to this. Do you remember this? She was like, yes, it sucked. So we just cut it out. We just cut it out completely. And I think it was better for it. That like pile of bodies and stuff that you guys found in there, that's actually in the campaign, but it's all these things that the Salak has killed prior to. I thought it was far creepier to just have a pile of bodies.
Yes.
What killed them? I don't know. You know,
probably the Force.
I thought that worked better. So that was a weird tangent to go off on, but I just remembered I never really did talk about that with you guys. So
Michaela, I feel like I should address this. She asks, is there a ghost in my apartment? One, if you listen to me and Maria, then yes, there is a ghost in the apartment named Ruth. But this particular, if you ever see me like take my headphones off and look that way, it's because I hear some of the strangest noises. And it's not that I think they're ghosts. What I'm afraid of is that like my next door neighbor has like kicked in my door to rob me. So I'm actually taking my headphones off because I just heard like what sounded like a giant thud. And it probably is. They have this dog. Dog's about 4 foot tall. And his name's Thor. And when he comes out of their apartment, his fucking tail, which is basically the size of your leg, smacks against my door constantly. So I'm pretty sure I just heard that, but it makes me paranoid.
He's actually the one who's trying to break in. He wants to be petted real bad.
I would pet him. Can't confirm. Yeah. Kaz, real quick, can you show everybody that sweet shirt you're wearing?
It's got to be PWU. I was going to say, I almost asked if it was an NWO shirt, and then I was like, I know better. I know better than that. It's got to be PWU.
Kaz would not have an NWO shirt, but he'll rock that PWU shirt. That's what I like to say.
I will rock PWU all fucking day. Especially once I'm about to be rocking a Horse Time shirt here soon.
Oh, sweet baby. Oh, yeah. Cats out of the bag. Cats out of the bag, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I couldn't hold it in.
I'm proud to say that soon, if you remember, and it was Dalton's idea to give him complete, you know, to give him credit, he is the one that talked us into doing the Pro Wrestling Unscripted t-shirts. I didn't want to do t-shirts. I don't like doing merchandising. I don't like to sell myself. That's not why I started this. I did not start this to make money. I started it because I wanted an outlet to talk about the things I wanted to talk about. Dalton convinced me to do a limited run of Pro Wrestling Unscripted shirts, and they sold out almost immediately. I forget how many we did, but we sold every single one of them. And all over the place. Kaz has got one. I got one around here somewhere. It was very, very popular. So in going forward, we want to make this, we want to make it profitable at this point, because if you put this much work into something, it's okay to make a little money off of it, especially when you have, you know, studio expenses. You've got website hosting. I spent $100 on the new webcam, and Lindsay got a new webcam. There's all this stuff that we spend money on. So I'm proud to say that coming soon, you will have the chance to buy an official Horse Time t-shirt. Look at him. Look at
that cool ass, look at that cool ass hat.
Look how happy he is. Yes.
He's so happy. Yes. Look at his clock.
What's weird is when I was asked to draw a horse in the third grade, that's exactly the horse that I drew. That's the craziest part.
That's the horse that we should all draw. Like when people are like, when you're listening to Horse Time, draw me a horse. This should be what everyone draws.
Ironically,
I think my favorite part of that picture is that because you put the shadow into it, it looks like it's casting a shadow on your wall behind you.
Yes.
It legitimately looks like it exists in that space.
He's a real horse. You keep thinking he's just an animation. This is This is a real horse. He's in my house.
We got a real horse and a real bad Kermit in here. I mean, why not?
I just realized before the opening of the show that I gave him poop tail, but that's okay.
What?
He's got poop tail.
Hunter, also, ironically...
You didn't answer the question. You just re-said the same thing you already said.
His tail looks like... I guess? I don't know.
It looks like a tail. Do you mean it's up because it looks like he's going to poop? Is that what you're going for? Why?
Thumbs up.
I can't.
I don't know. I don't know.
This kid tonight.
I don't know.
Somebody put some pants on this kid. What does he do?
That's also, Hunter, that's the horse. Funny enough, that's the horse Jesse rode in on when they told him to fuck himself.
This is a good time.
That was all the way back on the very first episode of anything we did. Do you remember that? Like right in the middle of the WrestleMania breakdown, we all stopped to say that. That was the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
And I remember later Jesse being like, why?
Yeah.
Why me? We were like, Zach wanted to start a war. So here we go.
Zach really wanted the Penta Nerds versus Podzilla war to take off. And like, that was dumb.
Starting factions
the irony that like the first bit of the shows was him wanting to be a wrestling heel, and yet he's like one of the only one of us who went on to do absolutely nothing in pro wrestling save for like some camera shots is palpable to me. I think about that a lot and I grin. Cass is making that horse dance, and I can't take it because he's so serious about it. He just like the horse is dancing. He's like, "Yes, yeah, this needs to happen right now."
I would argue, Hunter. I would argue that Zach may be the most infamous of everybody from that group, though, in the world of professional wrestling. But not for the best reasons.
No, not at all.
Woo!
Oh man.
Oh, suddenly I want to do the Razor Ramon and have a toothpick and just
toss it at it.
Say
hello to the bad guy. Say Rob Miller would appreciate that.
Oh shit, say hello to the bad Kermit.
He's a real bad Kermit.
Kermit's hey,
Lindsay knows. Lindsay said horses lift their tails before they do their business.
That's what I said. But you refuse to elaborate on the point in the moment.
Oh, my bad. I didn't think I was supposed to elaborate. I was just noting that this is...
I asked, why are you calling it that? Is it because it's lifted? And you just went, hi.
I kind of want to disappear under the desk and bring the dolphin back at this point. So that way I'm no longer seen.
Time puppet. Just with that cool ass purple hat and everything.
I think I'm gonna change the color. You've upset me so much. I'm gonna change the color on my light. What color should I change it to?
Aquamarine, taupe.
I don't know what either of those colors are. Isn't aquamarine green?
It's like a blue green.
Is it this one?
You need to let the horse finish off that bottle of beer.
No, he's already had enough. Look at this. He's already had half my bottle.
I disagree. Woo. Shannon, should I call Matt Sism and then you and I can bounce out and they can just finish this thing out?
I think if you do that, that I will cancel this show forever. I can't change my light back to pink now. This is pissing me off. Do you think Kaz has hit that level?
No,
I've hit a level. There. I don't know which level you're talking about, but I'm on at least one of them.
Kaz is definitely leaning.
Kaz, just for you, I'm gonna turn it to brown.
What's brown? I'm sorry. I can't take the way he looks at that horse. The look on his face, he's so excited about it.
I got too much power over the screen right now.
Your shit is broke.
He can't do anything now.
I'll be texting. You guys just let me know.
Okay, that brings me back to what you were talking about earlier, though. Because I skimmed through last night's show. I didn't have a chance to listen, but there was a long section at the end where you were just texting like crazy, and I was like, oh, that can't be good, because I didn't get any messages, so I don't know what's going on there.
It won't, there you go. It won't let me change the color anymore. It's stuck on like piss yellow.
Hashtag poop tail. That's going to be trending on Twitter tonight.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Can't see my screen, can you?
Let me change the fucking color, please.
Hey, I'm already like two laps ahead, man.
I'm a mulatto over here.
L-E-A-N-I-N, leaning.
Oh, good. I can turn the light off. Now I look like a horror film. Motherfucker. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second while I fix this fucking light.
There's no way I can do that right now.
Your light's going to be fucked up for the rest of the evening, especially if you're trying to turn it brown.
He's too busy making that horse dance. It just keeps jittering across my screen. There he goes.
Oh, breaking news. Breaking news.
Everything's breaking news.
Breaking news.
No, careful with that, because the last time Tanner broke news, every time he breaks news, we have shut Joe down because somebody's dead.
Quit playing.
Breaking news. I guess Marco Stunt got an Oculus Quest because he just sent me a friend request on it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good news.
I was about to show it to the screen instead of saying it, but then I thought, no, because then I'm basically giving away his ID, and that's dangerous. You get some freak fans out there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
The fans that, like, you know, send you their, oh my God, they send you their underwear, they obsess over you. I'm sure they're the worst. I wouldn't know.
Why would you do that?
I don't have the. Oh, I think I found it. I think I got it. We're going to change it back.
That seems like a stupid thing to do.
Shit. There it is. All right.
Wait, I forgot.
Let's leave it alone now. Let's leave it alone.
Yes. There it is.
Why is Marco in a cast? I don't know. I haven't seen Marco.
I just have a desk lamp. And that's it. It's
Kaz, leave right that here. Leave that fucking horse alone, man.
There's two now. Well,
oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
What does that Nemoidian say in The Phantom Menace? Now there are two of them. This is getting out of hand.
All right, so
Why is it flashing? If
you're listening to this on Podzilla1985.com, I want to apologize to you because you have no fucking clue what you're missing out on.
This is exactly what the show was like for the better part of a year before anybody could actually...
And before we had video. This is before we had video.
That horse keeps blinking. Oh, no, now the hashtag is blinking. The horse for a second there just kept blinking like he had a questionable relationship with this reality. Just in and out as he pleases.
I'm just watching the horse show. Make him do other things.
He keeps doing that. He keeps making him dance. We really got to get like a frame that Eric Andre will be right back that we can just put at the very end.
There, I fixed it.
Here, now he's facing the other way.
For those of you watching the live stream, I fixed it.
What'd you fix?
What's ruining me is it keeps coming directly at him.
I put a giant Horse Time logo over Kaz's screen. So.
But now they can't see how it's beating him up. And the movement is accurate.
I changed it. Everyone needs to see this.
I'm doing like the Star Trek. We're getting hit, people.
Star Trek.
What the fuck are you...
Everybody's got to bounce around because we get hit by lasers.
Hunter, we've only been doing the show officially for about 20 minutes.
Don't tell me that.
20 minutes. I know it feels like a fucking eternity, but 20 minutes. Oh my God, this is insane.
Oh, I feel like Ed McMahon tonight. Yes.
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that up. All I've got, I've been doing this wrong the whole time. I thought that I had to be personable and I had to bring funny jokes. All I had to do is animate a horse. And apparently that's it.
Just run it into your face. Yeah, that's it. He keeps playing with it.
I don't know what to do. I've never been in this situation before.
By the time that you go pick up Lindsay and get back around to playing Call of Duty, this dude is going to have been asleep for at least 3 hours.
Oh, I'm not. I don't think I could concentrate on Call of Duty at this point.
That's happening.
Hey,
that's
fire the house.
We skipped last night.
Yeah, because I was, you know.
I know.
I was alive.
We're not skipping tonight.
Hunter,
I haven't even touched the Xbox today. We've been doing all kinds of stuff. We've been running errands and stuff.
Hunter, what do you think about Gina Carano being fired from The Mandalorian? Give me something, man. Give me some content here.
I don't know how much you guys talked about it or what all you said, but I think it was me and Jesse were mostly talking about this. I really liked the character of Cara Dune. I don't really care about Gina Carano at the end of the day.
Is anyone else scared that Kaz left the screen?
Yeah, he just got up, took off. I'm worried he's gonna show up behind you any second now. he has that power.
He does.
But yeah, no, end of the day, like I thought she was doing a good job. I mean, she's not much of an actress, don't get me wrong, but I thought she fit the role in the world well. But again, I was far more interested in the character than I am the actor. And in this case, you got to throw the whole actor out when it comes down to it. Everything that she's, you know, continuously said and continuously told, hey, stop that. And I'm sure it doesn't need to be said at this point, but it's not censorship. It's not. You can get past that. That's not how that works. She represents a company. They said, hey, this does not represent our values. You need to stop. She chose not to. She lost her job. That's what happened. I don't know if you noted, by the way, she didn't just lose her job on The Mandalorian. Her agency dropped her.
Yep.
Like, her talent agency also cut her loose, too.
And then she was like, Ben Shapiro, let me get a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did she really go to Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, they're making a movie. Look, it's nothing new. Like, everybody's like, oh, these are new things. I'm like, Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, this stuff's been happening forever.
I mean, come on. It's just everybody just knows it now because
What about the Dixie Chicks? I need clarification.
Do you not remember?
You don't remember 2000? That?
Okay, but these are different reasons. They got canceled because of what they said about Bush and stuff. I'm making sure they didn't say something else terrible that I missed.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Okay.
The fucking cancel culture phrase is moronic.
Well, I just think it's funny, you know, to compare the Dixie Chicks and what they did with this.
Harvey Weinstein cancel culture? That fucker raped people. Like,
technically, yeah, there are people that say that.
Yeah, so fuck all people who say cancel culture. It's called accountability, and we are things called adults. So take accountability for your fucking actions.
I think someone needs to cancel that drink.
Yeah, fucking
He's getting assaulted.
Goddamn horse.
I think the real question at this point is, assuming, and I'm hoping that this is the case, that they keep the character rather than, because it would be really easy to just retire that character, right? We just never go back to where that planet where she's the marshal and nobody ever knows what happens to her. She died on her way back to her home planet, like Poochie.
That's what I would do.
But assuming they want to keep the character and use her later, who do you use to recast her? Because obviously there are no strangers to doing so. In the sense that I don't guess Disney was in charge when Marvel had to recast Rhodey, but
just
they certainly
weren't upset about it. WWE or MMA.
Well, okay, yeah, I was gonna say just
throw on Nia Jax because we had this discussion.
It's like Kevin Smith or whatever Diesel becomes an actor.
Kevin Smith.
Oh my God!
Kevin Nash.
I'd say
Kevin Nash.
Throw Ronda Rousey in there. Like, replace one MMA with another. Or...
why not?
Or that's just make him retire the character. I don't think they should recast her. I don't think they should recast her.
I
hate when they recast characters. If someone...
You want to make it cool? Hold on. You want to make it cool? Bring back Lucy Lawless.
That works for me.
I'm fine with that. Beth Phoenix. Yeah. Beth Phoenix is really good. Because they even have a similar build. They're just the strong women.
We can actually get some acting chops in there, not just somebody reading off a script.
I think that short of an actor dying, I hate when they replace them because I hate replaced characters because whenever I see a character, I always have an image of what that character looks like. And it's really hard for me to, like, when they replace them with just different actor. Like you said, Rhodey. I thought Terrence Howard was amazing as Rhodey in the first Iron Man. When they replaced him with Don Cheadle, who's also amazing, it felt weird at that point. Like, it didn't feel like Rhodey. It felt like another character.
But it's also a situation of the timing. If they do so now, after only two seasons, and this show carries on as, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons, and this person's continuously around, eventually it'll go the other way around. Because if you go back and watch that first Iron Man now, Terrence Howard looks out of place. And you're watching the whole thing going, who is this?
It's like the sister in that 70s show.
Yeah. But
Yeah, they did change that actress, didn't they?
But I also think that Cara Dune is not, like, she didn't have enough of a character for me to really give a shit whether she's there or not. My question is, why don't we get more Carl Weathers? That's where the money is. The money
bring
is
bring on Carl Weathers.
Bring on true. More Carl Weathers. That's he was only in one episode of season two. One episode. That's not realistically what I said.
The best of both worlds here would be to bring in another similar character to her to fill that role, but have it be a new person and a new actor. That way you don't have to worry about it at all. Nobody has to go, well, this is not the actor who played the character before. No, it's a new character. Fills a very similar role. The strong female character, I guess, for lack of a better term.
The strong must protect the sweet.
For I need it. And I do it again. But yeah, like the former shock trooper stuff, that was really cool. You could do all of that again without having to actually have it be that same character.
I also think, with what they're doing, if you've got Timothy Oliphant, I would just make him the star of the show.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was awesome. Yeah.
You know,
I don't think they're going to go back to him, though. As awesome as that was, I feel like he was very much the epitome of a guest star. He was in that one, early go around, and that was mostly it for him.
Well, they thought the same thing about comedian dude that punched Baby Yoda in the face. Yeah, until he ended up acting in like one of my favorite scenes in the entire season.
He didn't punch Baby Yoda.
What do you mean? You talking about Jason Sudeikis?
That was a scout trooper. Jason Sudeikis played a scout trooper.
Yeah.
Didn't he drop him or some shit?
No, I don't think
Bill Burr didn't interact with him at all, because that was in the prison.
Kaz.
Oh, I was Gerber thinking when he was there on the ship with the, I thought like in the season one, when he was on the ship with the two other criminal people, and they ran across the across Grogu.
Kaz, take another drink. Man, you're not drinking enough. Drink some plenty. More.
If he did that, I blocked it out of my mind because I can't even remember the image where the scout trooper punched him. That was too much for me.
Yes, he did. He dropped Baby Grogu. I'm not fucking too drunk. He fucking did
Baby Grogu.
That implies that there's a grown-up Grogu.
It's called Yoda.
Are we not past the point of stop calling him Baby Yoda at this point? Like, I don't care. Call him Baby Yoda. Call him fucking Kevin Nash and Kevin Smith if you want to. I don't care.
Kevin Nash is good, too.
Kevin Smith, when he became an actor,
Once he starts talking English, he's going to be like, call me Diesel.
Hey, Kaz, did you ever see Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze?
I remember Teenage Mutant Turtles
Teenage Mittens. Jesus Christ. Did you know?
Now, Kevin? That actually was the name of one of my bands in college.
Teenage Mittens.
Was indeed. Yeah. Yeah. Not Mutants. Teenage Mittens.
Kaz. Uh-oh. Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash was Super Shredder.
That's true. I did know that. That's true.
He confirmed it for you. That's true.
I appreciate that. Well,
y'all the one that told me Bill Burr didn't drop Grogu, and I was correcting that.
Well,
I just didn't remember that happening.
Gobble, that's gobble. All. Gobble, gobble. Goddamn, it sure is getting late.
Yeah. Is it?
The longer Kaz talks, the more his eyes get slitted. Like, I don't know what that is, but...
It's horse live.
I thought last week was off the rails with the fucking puppet.
I'll help.
Yes, yes.
Every time he talks, he looks at the horse, and that's what's ending me. I can't handle it.
This guy right here is going to look awesome on a t-shirt.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
I do agree with that. I like that.
I agree.
I'm going to put him on a hat.
So the shirt can't be just like white with that image, though. It's got to be some off the wall color. Like a Nickelodeon, like an orange or something. Yeah. And then you put like the 90s symbols, like the little triangles and circles and stuff all around him that are scattered in different areas. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's going to be like, I remember that show on Nickelodeon. And we're all going to go, yeah, it was a great show.
If the t-shirt doesn't give people seizures, I don't want to make it. That's how colorful it needs to be.
It's got to be done.
Yeah.
It's got LEDs on it.
If most of the Podzilla image is that 80s synthwave stuff, this in particular needs to be early 90s Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Michaela. Yeah. Oh, shit. I just hit a button. What'd I do? Did I just stop?
Turn all the lights off.
I think I broke.
You're still here.
Did the show stop though? I think I stopped the show.
No, we're still going.
Fuck did I? Okay, there it is. I hit F11. Michaela.
Somebody wants to give your dolphin a name.
Yeah, I must say Michaela wants to name the dolphin, but the dolphin's already Dolphin Mankey. Like,
yeah, he's got a name.
It's already got a name.
You want to take dolphin? But I want to hear. I want to hear what your name is. Name this dolphin.
Are you gonna do a vote, like, to have everybody vote on it?
No.
It's gonna be called Poop Tail.
I might name this dolphin Kevin Nash or Kevin Smith, and I mean that as in both. It's his full name is Kevin Nash or Kevin Smith, the actor. Blah, 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 blah.
You got
Kevin Nash Kevin hyphen Smith.
You want to name the
and then in parentheses the actor.
She wants to name the dolphin Dale. Dale.
Okay, that was great.
My uncle was named Dale, actually. I met him once.
Yeah, well,
I think he's dead.
You set me up for it.
Anybody named Dale.
My name's Dale.
Hold on.
Dale Gribble.
Hold on, Hunter. Say that again.
Wait, what'd you say?
Say my name is Dale again.
Well, my name is Dale.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn?
Dale,
oh, wait.
Dale Gribble.
Cass, can you make your horse... Can you turn your horse so he looks upward, and then the dolphin could look downward, and they can look at each other?
Hold on, I'll figure this out.
Just rotate the horse. Rotate the boy.
I did the wrong way. I did it the wrong way.
No, it's good. It looks like he's climbing up the wall.
It does.
He's coming for you. He's coming into the darkness. He's coming into the darkness. He's there.
What is
now? Now he's back. Now he's back.
My favorite thing would have been if you'd done that, and that's when Shannon heard a noise in the background. He was like, "Oh, he really is here."
Hunter, I think you can add to this. You can add to this by shit posting in the Discord. We can
if you insist.
We can hit all corners. We can have the dolphin. We can have drunk Kaz horse, and then we could have shit posting.
Give me a second.
Oh, no, I gotta pull up.
How about Steve? How about Steve for the dolphin? Steve the dolphin.
Drunk horse. Hashtag drunk horse.
How about Mordecai?
That sounds evil.
Okay.
Mordecai.
How about
that was that
Hitler.
Wait, what's the horse's
That's
name?
That's not even acceptable.
Is the horse's name? There you go. Horse. No. You don't get to name. You can't name the dolphin. Name the horse. We should do a poll.
That needs to be done.
To name the horse. So I know who am I balling.
I like that.
I do. Yeah. Anybody? Yeah. Let's do a poll. Are we gonna do it in this show? Like with?
No. We'll put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you gotta give it time.
Wait,
does that mean when we make the T-shirt, do we put it here and then we put the horse's name across here, like you work for some place?
What do you mean, these people, Kaz?
All of our people.
All right,
I'm part of these people.
Here's what we'll do.
No, he won't be named on the shore or on the shirt. People will just know. They'll just know that's the case.
Here's what will happen. We'll do a poll. Whoever wins the poll and names the horse, you'll get a free T-shirt. Signed by the cast.
That's gonna happen.
That's good.
Wait, that means we gotta ship it to the logistics of that'll be tricky, but we're gonna make that happen.
We'll ship it to you first, and then we'll have it delivered to you. Then you ship it back to me.
I'll paint it on the shirt myself somehow, by way of a commercial department that does it with a screen printing system.
I'm sure you'll be drunk enough that you can do anything you put your mind on.
Both of those things are true.
Yes. I like the dog in the Discord, by the way.
Shannon, this is what it looks like when you start a match of Call of Duty versus when you start to end one. No, this is what it looks like when the night starts versus when Steven shows up.
I could just hear Kermit going, "What?"
No. When Steven shows up, that's when things get really difficult.
Steven does listen to this show, by the way.
Steven is fully aware that when he arrives, things get difficult for the rest of us.
Things get sweaty. Well,
you say that, but Hunter and I played the other day, and our first two matches with just Jesus Christ. I can't. What is that?
You asked for this. This is on you. This is on your head.
Hunter and I, we had terrible games to start with. Like,
yeah, we really did. What, the first two matches that night were rough.
Oh my god,
because they were domination matches. I remember distinctly being like, "Well, we got that point back. Ah, oh, they got it.
That's a good draw."
Okay. Well, I'm gonna run to A and they got B. Okay.
Wait, Michaela says, "Wait, can we name the horse bitch?" What?
No.
Yes.
I mean, done. That's tempting. That's tempting. What? No, we got to give it some time.
We can't have bitch the horse.
That's good. Not with that kind of attitude, we can't.
Bitch the horse. Oh my god. Oh, it's cat. It's horse now. It's two horses.
There's that good drawing that I just saw in the Discord. That's art.
I think we should take Kaz's abilities away from him.
Oh, y'all created the monster. I cannot
patch
be nerfed.
1.1 nerf Kaz.
Fuck that. I'm Agent Smith in this bitch.
I believe everyone needs a good laugh. I try and needle felty to hold on. I'm gonna enhance this picture. Nope, it enhanced off the screen. So,
oh, you mean like in the movies where they pull up like security camera and it's like high definition? You can read somebody's nameplate from a mile away.
Kaz, the part is not important. It's just this. This is all you need.
Yes. Hold on. What the fuck is that, Lindsay?
That's horrifying.
That's the Rugrats. Can't you tell?
That is Rugrats.
Oh my god.
I don't know. The world needs to see this. I'm about to hook him up.
I feel like that's how Kaz sees everybody right now.
No, I see it more like this dog right here. It's the one on the right.
This is my reaction when I remember Steven listens to this show.
Oh my god.
There's got to be a way to make that happen. Nope. Oh, that did not work. It's planned. There it is.
Oh, I don't like it. Jake, it is horse time. Hey, Hunter, it's Jake.
From Steak Farm?
No, I'm Jake from Steak Farms. It's Huntu.
You're Steak from Jake Farms.
Yes, I am. I think Jake from Steak Farms sounds too accurate.
If anyone wants to know, is that the correct way of adjusting that name?
I quit the show.
Okay, Kupo.
I can't handle it. I can't.
Is he still hitting himself with the horse?
Yeah, he's still hitting himself with the horse.
Y'all brought me into horse time. I'm just making the best of it.
I brought you here for political commentary and wit.
Well, that's true, but horse time is not the time.
Nor the horse.
It's neither the time nor the horse.
Not the time nor the horse.
Definitely not the horse. That other show that was supposed to happen hasn't in like 2 weeks.
This is super appropriate for this. So, all right, here's the starting image. Somebody glued this toy horse on the back of their phone. Okay. It was meant to be like, oh, it'll hold my phone up. I can hold my phone with it. It's just kind of a cute little random thing. Here's the problem. They did not consider the fact that it is in close proximity to the lens of their camera.
That is fucking awesome.
So now every picture that they take,
it's horse time.
As a little horse.
Oh, that's the perfect filter. That's the we need to do like an Instagram filter for horse time, and it
keeps
like
coming.
That.
There they are.
keep them coming because I'm about to drop them into the thing.
That's all I got. That's the only ones I got.
Oh, and the people out there and the wonderful people in the world will get to see this amazing situation right there. There's one. There's another. Look at that. That's
guys,
it's beautiful.
Guys, I think I'm just gonna fade into the darkness. You guys have a good night. I'm just gonna keep going back.
Look how whimsical that is. Every picture you take has a horse looking in it's the horse perspective.
Oh my god.
That makes me proud.
I want to go home.
But you are home.
Yeah, you're already there.
But home, doctor, I am Pagliacci.
Home is where the horse is.
Home is definitely where that horse is.
I think this is the part of the
snare.
This is the part of the show where I turn it over to the audience and I say, you guys tell us something to talk about, because Kaz has lost his fucking mind, and Hunter and I are here just trying to, we're just trying to rope him in.
Kaz has lost all reasoning, or all capability for rational thought. Kaz is gone, bye-bye.
That's, the horse is taking over.
The horse is getting bigger. That's a big horse.
It's a big one. Look, I can see what time it is.
You know, considering what this show is about, I'm just really happy Kaz didn't put a giant horse cock on him. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not going to do that. He's a modest horse. Hashtag modest horse.
Hunter, why did you put that face Steven makes whenever he only goes 49-6?
What you can't see is his little teddy bear hand throwing his controller
and punching his little teddy bear pillows. Michaela wants us to talk about food. Man, we always talk about food, and I'm trying to give up pizza, so you're going to make this hard on me. You know what I've been eating for the past couple days? Bananas and those little power bowls.
Everybody keeps saying they want a new Animorphs movie. They didn't notice that last year they made several. You just got to watch them in the right order.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know what the technical term is for what's taking place there?
What?
It's this. It's this there right
was,
here.
There was no sexual biology in that middle one. Except, like, somehow they didn't have any genitals, but they had other things.
I want to disconnect from Discord. But I'm afraid I'll mess the show up.
How do I delete other people's accounts?
Oh, Jesus God.
Kicking them out, man.
Oh man. What are we talking about? Food? Why are we talking about food?
Probably. I don't know.
I just had a burger. It was good. It was really good. And I got onion rings.
I haven't eaten anything yet.
Ooh.
The butthole cut of cats. Hunter, what do you think about Nia Jax screaming out "my hole" on Raw?
That certainly happened. What I can't figure out, I've watched the clip.
Why did it happen?
Was it planned? Was this one of those things they decided we're going to do this in advance and people are going to freak out? Or in the moment, did she just go, you know what? Everything I've done on TV for the past ever is kind of stupid. So let's just go with it, man. Let's just jump into it.
So
wait,
what,
did the cats have buttholes?
There was a butthole edition, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Snyder Cut. They're going to bring it to HBO Max is what I heard.
So speaking of the Snyder Cut, Kaz, do me a favor. Find a picture of what's his name?
This is Shannon right now, by the way.
Tell me. Use the power of my OBS. Come on.
Bring up that picture of Jared Leto as the Joker from the Snyder Cut and put it on the screen for people to see real quick. Because what did you think of that, Hunter? I thought it looked pretty good. I'm really excited to see the Snyder Cut.
I don't think I saw this. I don't think I've seen it. Wait, hang on. It takes me a minute because this is the computer that I'm using.
Jake, I get that reference.
Oh,
it's coming. It's on its way.
Melissa, random video game titles not yet turned into movies. Who would you cast? Leisure Suit Larry, and I would cast, I don't know.
John Lovitz.
Why does he look like one of the fucking Wraith from Stargate Atlantis?
No one gets that reference. I had no idea.
I had no idea they were making another Nun movie. That's crazy.
I really like. I thought this was one of Marilyn Manson's new videos before they canceled him.
Hang on. I got a pen cast so that I can actually see this thing.
What are we doing?
You don't have to do anything. I got it, child. I got it. I'm good.
I'm just hooking y'all up with pictures so our wonderful audience can see it.
We appreciate that.
That is strange. That's a strange.
Get that horse off that Joker.
Hey, the horse is getting fucking irritable. That's what's happening. He don't like the Joker.
I don't know, man. I mean, notwithstanding, I need the movie to be good.
So apparently,
that would be important.
Spoiler alert, but apparently what this is from is it's another one of Batman's nightmares. It's the nightmare world. and it's at the Justice League is destroyed and everybody's dead, and as Batman's going through it, he runs across the Joker, who confronts him about himself. It's supposed to be a really good scene, apparently. I think Jared Leto was a good Joker. I think he could be a good Joker, but that Suicide Squad version of the Joker was fucking the worst, the worst. It was just the worst.
It's the thing where I've heard enough about the way he acted on the set that I don't care to ever have Jared Leto as the Joker again. I'm good, man.
Yeah, that's he's taking shit too far.
It's
like method
actor.
And then there's asshole. No. Be careful,
but Kaz, remember that there's a distinction between method and being an asshole. Remember that.
Yes, there is, and Jared Leto proved it.
Hunter, remember that.
I got it.
As the horse horse goes across the screen.
What's happening?
What did somebody say something about video games turning them into movies?
Melissa wants to know what video games we would turn into movies that haven't been made already and who would cast. And I said Leisure Suit Larry, and I can't admit it. I think you can make one of those sex comedies out of it. I don't know who you cast in it, though. The little
I got one.
The little nerd bitch. What's his name? Jesse Eisenberg? No, the other nerd. Fuck's his name?
You got to come way more specific.
Michael Cera. Cast him as Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh,
what's wrong with Michael Cera?
Well, he's just a little nerd. He's a little nerd wiener.
Here's a game that they should turn into a movie. Shadow Man.
Starring?
The dude from American Gods, actually. The lead guy from American Gods.
I have not watched it. I'm going to be honest.
Not many people will probably recognize the name.
Tanner will know. Tanner watches it.
Ricky Whittle, fairly new to the scene, but the dude would be a fucking perfect. Because I love the weird kind of like overlap with the Psycho Killers and the Insane Asylum and kind of back and forth between two realities. Like, I think that conceptually would be a badass movie.
What about you, Hunter?
I'm trying to think, man. I'm sitting here trying to get, is most of the stuff that I play has already been turned into some sort of, I'm looking at The Witcher, I'm looking at Tomb Raider.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Cyberpunk.
Oh, you mean like in its shitty form or like in the conceptual expectation?
Well, okay, so the PC
but
slash...
But you've already got Keanu Reeves there.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is already in it. You can't fuck that up. So otherwise, you end up with the 70s show Different Sister thing again.
So recast Keanu Reeves, maybe with someone who like puts effort into the character this time.
Wait, hold on. Who would you recast in Keanu Reeves? Don't sully Keanu Reeves.
I love Keanu Reeves, but Hunter, you would admit, and maybe I just haven't got far enough into the game, that Keanu Reeves is kind of flat in the movie, in the game as Johnny. He's very calm.
I'm about to show y'all.
It's not Bill Murray phoning it in the Ghostbusters game. It's more, you can tell Keanu Reeves doesn't do a lot of voice acting.
Right.
And so there are times that it very much feels like he's reading lines versus the times that you could also tell, to me anyway, where there were times that the direction that was given to him was he was able to act in the same room as other people and here's what the other characters are saying, versus when he has those longer monologues by himself, to me that's when it gets bad. That's when it's just like sometimes he's just reading lines on a sheet.
I also like that Cass says, here's a picture of Keanu Reeves.
This is
sad. Hold on.
This is sad Keanu Reeves when he came into our neighborhood and he was chilling over down the street here while they were filming Matrix, and he was sad, but he was eating ice cream, so it was kind of a weird situation. But he's
okay. That was great.
That was a good. Yeah, good. Oh shit, Hunter!
Gotta give a quick shout out to Keanu Reeves.
Hunter, we forgot. Oh my god.
Hey, we give shout outs to Sarah. Wait, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, Hunter, how many weeks has it been?
I think 2 weeks ago we remembered on plays, and that was it.
All right.
Well, hold on. Before you do it, I got to find something to go along with it.
Kaz, I want you to know that you are the reason my eyes have bags under them.
I didn't do nothing.
I want you to know that.
His portrait of Dorian Gray, like all the things that he does happen to you instead?
So
that's a small picture. No, there it is.
I can fix things. Do your thing. Do
that's
it.
Not,
that's what? Not who we give shout out to.
I don't know. Yeah, y'all didn't.
All right, I'm going under the desk. Bye, y'all.
Yeah, I'm gonna join you under my desk. the dolphin will finish the show, but he's not going to do anything. I'm just going to set the dolphin down in front of the camera like this. Make up your own jokes. Well,
oh man,
I think it's time to go.
No, we ain't done yet.
Legitimately, I'm trying to think of a game that I've played that hasn't already been made
Hey, Hunter.
Something. Hey.
Let's give a quick shout out to Christina Applegate.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta do that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Very good stuff. I'm a little surprised there hasn't been an official. See, here's what I'm thinking. Between Cyberpunk and Fallout and Mass Effect, I'm a little surprised there hasn't been an official something made of any of those things. But when you do that, who you cast in the lead role can literally be anybody because
you have that creative character.
Right. So I think it really just depends on which one of those universes you want to live in for a series and how seriously you want to take it, because who you cast is going to determine, you know, there was, I was gonna say it was a rumor. It wasn't a rumor. Before that, the Green Lantern movie that was made, they were going to make a comedic version of it, and Jack Black was going to be the Green Lantern. And in the aftermath of what they did, aftermath of what they did, it's kind of like, man, I almost wish they had just gone for it, you know?
Well, they did just cast him as Claptrap in the Borderlands movie.
They did. And then who else is in that? Jamie Lee Curtis
is in it.
And Kevin Hart?
Is in it? The girl from Lord of the Rings, Kate Blanchett.
Oh yeah. I didn't see that one. That's a new one to me.
Also,
Lord of the Rings.
Also,
No. Jack Black, by the way, as Claptrap is funny to me because they cast an actual funny person to play something that's intended to be funny.
I thought they called that Jumanji.
Okay. Hey, Kaz.
All right.
Just for you, the dolphin wants to do an impression for you. All right. What is it?
Oh, hell.
Okay. This is his impression of Hillary Clinton when she won the nomination. Ready? I bow to you. My acting ability is completely untouchable. I'm so good.
Well, his is. The dolphin.
Yeah.
The dolphin. Yeah, that ain't you.
All right, so everybody,
Cyberpunk and Shadow Man. What's another game?
Everybody that wants to replace me as host of the shows with the dolphin, press F in the chat.
Fuck off! You're the host with the most.
The most dolphins.
Exactly, and you bring the dolphin. Without you, there is no dolphin. Or if you want to omit you, the dolphin can continue.
I'm really surprised they never made a Call of Duty movie. Like
I am too.
They made a Fast and the Furious. What was that one car movie they made? Need for Speed. Yeah, they named Need for Speed into a game.
No, I think they did.
They called it
Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was gonna say they make enough movies
every military
like that
movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
What I'm legitimately surprised about is that what is it? Activision? Activision's over Call of Duty regardless, and then it's what, Treyarch and Infinity Ward that trade back and forth. Yeah. I'm a little surprised Activision hasn't done what Ubisoft has done and just been like, we're just gonna buy a war movie script and call it Call of Duty and be done. Way that Ubisoft has basically done it. If I remember correctly, they did that kind of with the Assassin's Creed movie. They took an existing sci-fi movie, slapped the Animus on it, and went, yep, this is Assassin's Creed. Far Cry, because they're working on a Far Cry movie, if I remember correctly, and they purchased.
Oh my god! Did you ever see the Far Cry movie?
Wait, no.
There is a Far Cry movie, and it is fucking atrocious.
So they're gonna make a remake of an atrocious movie? That sounds
I mean, I may be wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
I
say just go for it and say fuck that and just do Borderlands. So I think somebody said something about it.
They're doing Borderlands. You fucking drunk in it.
Hey, I'm not in it.
Guys, we got breaking news. Kaz is not in the Borderlands movie. They did not call him.
They did not call, so I'm not there, and I did not know.
What is happening?
What can you do? I only know the movies that the scripts I get.
I know this isn't going to actually show up because the camera won't do it, but we're Yeah, it's not gonna do it. Far Cry was made in 2008, directed by Uwe Boll.
Oh, that's why it was bad.
Guess it's better than Josh Whedon. Correctly,
I don't know about that. Even though he's bad, he directed Avengers. Man, come on.
I'm just talking about things that are happening. You know, man.
Are you talking about Whedon?
I'm just talking about things.
Now you want to talk about things that are happening instead of fucking jerking your little horse around? I think jerking your little horse around should be on the back of the t-shirt.
He does have poop tail, so.
Weren't they talking about doing a Metroid movie? I think they were, but Nintendo. So,
sure. So, weren't they talking about doing a Metroid game? We haven't seen one in about 6 years.
This is a true story, though. Did you hear about this? They were making a Legend of Zelda TV show for Netflix, but when Netflix accidentally leaked it, Nintendo canceled all their deals.
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that part. I thought they were still making that thing.
Nope, they canceled it. They had a couple things in the works with Netflix on Nintendo properties. Nintendo canceled all their deals because of the leak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
There it is. Kaz pointing at it.
Grand opening.
Kaz, I need you to move the Seymour part up to the horse's mouth so it looks like he's saying, "Seymour, the fire of the house." There we go. That's it.
This is
so happy about it. And I don't mean the horse. I mean Kaz. Look at his face.
He's very proud of himself.
I've never seen that boy so happy.
Very proud of himself.
Everything is wonderful. this is fine. Everything is fine.
Well, man. That's going to do it for us tonight.
Please.
Long as everybody's having a good time.
You are definitely having a good time. I don't even know what, you know, I don't even know what time it is. I don't know how long we've been doing this, but I know it's enough.
It's 10 till 9. Yeah. I started to say you got somewhere to be, so that's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Hunter's the one that's good at calculating.
Why is that? Since when am I good at calculating?
All right. That's it. We're going to have,
they call me the contester, not the calculator. That's two different things.
Yeah. Jesse's the smart one. Doesn't he do all the math? And get all the women or something. I don't know.
I mean, legitimate, when we play Call of Duty, especially when we're playing Domination, he's the one who looks at the points and goes, "Nah, we got it by numbers." And I'm like, "Are you sure? Because it's very close."
You can't see Jesse. He's cranking the machine. You know, he's back off camera cranking.
You got the ticker tape rolling by.
You got the little hat. He's doing his taxes. All right, that's it. We're going to get out of here. I got to go to Walmart. So.
What? That's where you gotta. No, you gotta pick up Lindsay, right?
But then I gotta go to Walmart.
Walmart's 24/7. You can go there whenever you want.
No. We have a neighborhood Walmart right next to where she works, and it closes at time.
That's a shitty Walmart.
Time right here.
All Walmarts are shitty. Oh, so real quick, we'll end on this. We'll discuss this later, Kaz, me and you. But Tanner, where are the white women at? There's a couple in the chat right now, and they all want to talk to you.
Oh gosh.
I had a discussion with somebody who was complaining to me. I won't name names, but he was complaining to me. He's young too. He's like 22 years old. Keep that in mind. He was complaining to me about how being forced to wear a mask is against his freedom, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not.
And he said,
this is how we're ending it.
He said specifically that he hates that, like, when he goes to Walmart, he has to put a mask on. People are forced to wear a mask in stores. And I told him, like, have you ever actually been to a fucking Walmart? Because they don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
are
you kidding me?
In California, apparently they do, but here in Cape Girardeau, the mask mandate that is required is a joke because you can absolutely not wear a mask. So
you do not fucking enter any building where I'm at. There's going to be
that's because the answer is they'll tell you they can't do anything about it, which is just not true. They just refuse to do anything about it.
Because
California
does
something about it, we kick that shit out fucking physically.
I also do that at my store, but
I'm sorry, it's Mo kicking Barney out. He's just got him by the scruff of the neck.
Got him by the neck. We fucking boot to the ass. out the door. No, fuck you.
All right, that was great.
I like that hashtag. That's true. That's accurate.
What is it? Is that COD time?
You know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. COD time.
Yeah, no, it's Walmart time, unfortunately. All right. That's going to do it for us tonight, guys. It's
Friday.
Kaz, it's a shame you couldn't be here. It's a shame you couldn't be here with us tonight.
You broke him. He's broken.
We're gonna be back.
Seymour, the fire of the house.
You guys.
There's no mother.
I'll help.
We're gonna be back on Monday.
With an
all new. I want Gina. Hey, Gina's in here, Kaz.
Corrado? Ah.
No, much better, Gina.
We got that blood. Yeah, it's family.
Yeah, it's the other member of my family. It's the Triforce, me, Kaz, and Gina. So
it's the few ones that we like.
Yeah,
most of the rest of them, I wouldn't piss on if they were burning.
Amen to that.
For that cat,
I said that public, and I mean it.
Gina, you just missed the show, and it's probably a good thing because
that's just recorded. You can always go back.
I wouldn't say I missed it. We're gonna be back on Monday with an all new I Want to Believe. Myself and Tanner, Hunter, hopefully,
yes.
Tuesday,
looking like it. Right now, it's looking like it.
Yeah, because we all may be snowed in at this point. We don't know.
Yep.
Tuesday.
I just want to point out real quick that me and Gina have had many evenings chilling with Red Bull and vodka, so trust me, she knows.
Even Kaz's internet connection is drunk because it's slurring and slowing down. Oh.
That was pretty bad.
Hams.
Four.
Hunter, PZ85 plays on Tuesday. It's getting good. Yes. It's crazy, man. We had a great first episode. Yeah.
Yeah. First installment of episode 5, The First Strike, was this past week. So we're going to pick up where we left off there with you guys on the planet Nizon. And I don't want to say too much from there. I mean, go back and listen. Like you said, this is legitimately one of the best episodes of the show overall thus far, or one of the best installments, I should say. So really go back and listen. If you're looking for a good way to get into it, too, this is the beginning, the first installment of a brand new episode. So you can get caught up immediately there and just start from where you were.
Yeah. What is that? Yay!
That shit is. Yeah. Like, no. I'm like on this show, and I still can't get enough. This is actually really cool.
Well, thank you. That's the idea.
Hunter leaves power. Good.
Good.
Damn.
So do.
Wednesday, maybe an all new PW. I don't know. They didn't do one this week, but that could be because weather. There could have been. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know they didn't do one this week. Hopefully, they'll be back next week. Thursday is an all new After Dark. This Thursday, 100% less ex-girlfriend jokes, but 100% more list of things Shannon's learned in the past year. I said I'm going to do it, and I keep forgetting. I'm going to do it this time. Promise.
To be fair, I don't think you forgot this time.
And then this was just. Yeah, that's true.
February. Extenuating circumstances.
What's that?
I said it's February. Don't you have to wait like 10 more months?
I'm in a year from when, we'll talk about it after the show, Kaz. I'll fill you in. We'll get you some coffee, sober you right up, and we'll talk about it. And then Friday's horse time once again. And you know what? Next week, I'm going to one-up Kaz. He brings the alcohol. I'm going to fucking shoot heroin next week. Live on this show, Shannon Young shoots heroin. No, all right.
We're going to do things.
We're going to
get real fucking into it. Like leaning, falling.
I'm gonna huff glue.
Gorilla
easy,
glue,
Charlie. You gotta make sure you eat the cat food.
We gotta eat the cat food and then drink it and then huff the pain. Yeah. All right, that's it. Fuck, we're out of here. You guys have a great night. We'll see you on Monday. We're gonna go play some Call of Duty and go eat some horses or something. Kaz is far too gone for this. So Hunter, you take us out.
Later.